Hi, this is Erlinson, and I'm on Skype with...
Hi, my name is Chris, a.k.a. Windows 7.
And today, we're going to be talking about the differences between NVDA, which is a free screen reader, and JAWS, scientific. So, Chris, why choose NVDA over JAWS?
Oh, yes, because, let's see, NVDA is lighter, it's free, it doesn't require activation keys like JAWS does, or cracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you don't buy it or get a crack, you have to restart every 40 minutes.
Right, right.
And I apologize, I am using my internal microphone because I don't have other microphones to use, only this one, which is... my computer.
It's fine.
I apologize for the hum. There's nothing I can do about it.
That's totally fine. So, when you're doing...
Although, I am using Eloquence for NVDA.
Yeah.
At the end, I'll give out my Skype name so I could send it to you guys.
Right, yeah. So... I know there's differences in commands between the two screen readers. What about applications that are JAWS specific that can run the JAWS scripts, say GoldWave? You know, you with that with the scripts, you're able to manipulate the GoldWave program a lot easier. And with NVDA, obviously, you can do it, but there's no prompts. Like there is in JAWS. Do you find that a hindrance when using the free screen reader?
But obviously all I want to say is NVDA is better than JAWS because JAWS is big and it makes you restart.
Mm-hmm.
And NVDA, you just download it, install it, there you are.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to put it on another computer besides the one that you're on?
I have it on my other laptop. I have two laptop computers.
Yeah.
I saved the executable. Sorry, I'm on Skype. Yes, I know.
That's fine.
I saved the executable to my flash drive and I installed it on my other computer.
Okay, cool. So that's easy to do. And with the JAWS, of course, you have some limitations.
Oh, yes.
On that. Have you ever written any program scripting for NVDA at all or anything like that?
No, I haven't really. I'm just a normal computer user. But there are some successful programs with NVDA like Skype.
Yeah.
Using right now. If you're using Windows 7, I think all parts of Windows 7 are accessible with NVDA.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I'm running here. I'm running Windows 7.
That's
Ultimate.
That's cool. That's nice. I'm running XP, and I do have JAWS and NVDA loaded onto my system. But I primarily use JAWS because, obviously, that's what I was raised on. But sometimes there is some instances where JAWS just doesn't work, and NVDA is a lot faster. I've noticed with iTunes, because I have a fourth generation iPod Nano, you know, having that to be able to sync music and stuff with NVDA is a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot more responsive. And even with the new Facebook, where they've changed all the links and all this, you know, it's a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
And not as sluggish with those programs.
Yeah. And I will say, if you guys have NVDA and you notice it crashes, you do control and it will restart.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But mostly it does. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work, you have to restart your computer the unsafe way, which is holding down the power button on your computer, and then just wait for it to turn off, and then turn on again. That's unsafe. That is unsafe, but you have to do it sometimes.
Yeah. So what do you think of the different structure? NVDA kind of just lays there in the system tray and lets you do what you need to do. And JAWS, you know, you have your taskbar icon plus your notification icon plus your desktop icon. With NVDA, you only have just your notification and your desktop icon. Do you think that would help some people in organizing their desktop a little bit more, because they don't have to worry about all that?
Yeah, if you're just a normal computer user like I am, maybe it's good for you. But what I like about JAWS is the little virtual cursor thingy.
Yeah, that you don't get with
NVIDIA. You know the JAWS cursor? That's a nice feature, but which is not in NVDA, but maybe it might become available soon in the future.
So how would you access, say, something that you could access with the JAWS cursor that with NVDA, how would you do that?
I think it's object navigation. I'm not sure if there's an actual keystroke, but you go to the NVDA settings, and I think there's something that says object presentation.
Okay. So it's real easy to get to and all that.
Yeah.
That's nice. So is there anything else you would like to say about either NVDA or JAWS or anything at all?
I would like to say NVDA is more responsive. And less RAM usage. Warning, if you only have 1 gig of RAM on your notebook, computer, laptop, whatever, I will say don't use JAWS, because I don't know why, I just recommend it. Use NVDA because it's less RAM usage. You know, it saves resources. And it starts up right away after you turn your computer on, if you have it set to start up with Windows, which in my case I do. The progress tones, you can have them set to beeps, or you can just turn those off.
What do you think about using the mouse with NVDA? You can't do that with JAWS. What do you think about using? Have you ever tried using the mouse to find stuff on screen?
Oh yeah, that's awesome. I like that. That's very cool. But that's mouse tracking. Enable that or disable that by doing insert M, which is on a laptop, it's caps lock M, which is I have here. I have a laptop computer.
Right.
I don't have a desktop, and that's fine. But I find NVDA in my preference the best one for me, because I don't have to buy it. It didn't cost $1,000.
Right.
You just go to the website, download it, install it, there you are. That's simple.
Yeah.
There is also a snapshot downloader. Have you heard of that before?
I have not.
Oh, it's what it is. It's an NVDA snapshot downloader. It will go out and get the latest NVDA snapshots.
Oh, that's cool. See, something new that I have not seen with NVDA before. I'm going to go check that out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have the executable. I could send it to you one time.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sure. So, would you want to give your Skype information? I'll give mine as well, so if people want to get in contact with us.
My Skype, all right. My contact information is, my Skype is Windows 7. Which is WINDOWS 7 with no space, period. I will say that there are a lot of Windows 7s on Skype. So I think the one that you should find is Windows 7 Ultimate 64-bit. I know I should be called weirdo for calling myself what I'm running here, but that's fine. Yeah, you should find him there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Find me on Skype.
Cool. And mine is Alinson 18. That's Alinson 18. No spaces, no caps, or anything. So I think we've actually go ahead and wrap this up. So Chris, it was nice talking to you and nice getting your thoughts on NVDA and you being a strict NVDA user. So
I'm so strict with NVDA. I'm sticking.
Cool.
Hey, it doesn't need scripts.
Yeah, that's right.
One screen reader that's out of the box, ready to use, you know, and RealSpeak voice is working with it too. I have NeoSpeech voices installed on my computer.
Oh, that's cool. That's
you know, NeoSpeech?
Yeah.
Really,
Yep, that's cool.
They will work.
That's nice. Well, it sounds like you got a good viable option there for a screen reader. Well, Chris, it was nice getting to talk to you.
Yeah, no problem.
And we will have to do this another time.
That's cool. All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.